When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ramble.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm Matt, sitting here next to Becky.
Hello.
And we have Rainey.
Hello.
And today, we're here just to have fun. We brought our funnest ideas and things for you today. So Becky.
Girls just want to have fun.
Girls just want to have fun. You know, We almost popped open a bottle of champagne, You know, just wanted to get things going and flowing.
Get the party started. Well, today we also just want you to live a better life.
Your best life.
Yes. We want you to hack life.
Yes.
Hack
hackers.
Life.
Be a hacker.
Buy the horns and ride it around. How many more can we mix in? How many, what are they called? Not euphemisms.
Metaphors,
yeah. Let's take life by the horns.
I actually don't know what would be considered, right?
I don't know.
I mean, that's just like an adage, right?
An adage.
Add it up.
Today we should add things up. Anywho, We're going to hack your life. We're going to give you some life hacks that we have found that are really helping us in our daily lives. Mm. So we thought we could share them with you to help you live your best life ever.
Yes.
Because you only have one life to live.
Well, this life, you know, maybe next life could be different. But we're talking about this life.
We're talking about this life. Yes. We'll have tips for your next life in the next episode. But I have a life tip.
Oh.
That I've been loving.
Just diving right in.
I'm just going to dive right in.
Okay.
I don't care what you did this weekend, Matt.
What are you doing in your life? What are you doing in your life, Becky?
Things that I'm doing in my life to make my life easier, simpler. That's what I want is simplicity. Mm. I want to eliminate having to think about too many things.
Brain space. It's a real thing.
It is. I have such decision fatigue. Like I cannot make up my mind to save my life these days.
What to wear today, you know?
What? Obviously. For those listening, I'm wearing a beautiful little ditty of sweatpants and sweatshirt, all black.
Matching
with rain
ensemble.
I mean, live, laugh, love. I don't want to make choices. I don't want to make decisions. I want as many things as possible to already... I want past Becky to have made the decisions for future Becky. I think 2023, past Becky said she's not going to worry about it. And she's going to let that be a problem for future Becky.
Oh, I see. Mindset change.
Now I don't want to do that.
This is your life hack. Change the mindset.
Yes. 2024 is about changing my mindset.
You know, this is actually, there's like a lot of literature on this that if you change your identity, like what you call yourself, that it can change your future behaviors. So that's like people who are like smokers and stuff. And you're like, I'm trying to quit versus I'm not a smoker. It tricks your brain into like changing your behaviors so that you will eventually not be a smoker. You will eventually stop smoking.
I love that.
Right? So that's basically what you're doing right now.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
So I want
to call yourself.
I've just called myself.
Thing you want it to be.
Okay. This year, I want to be. I know there's like
not
that
I want to be.
Girl.
I am.
I am. You know, you have that girl. Like you want to be that girl. And she's just like that girl that's walking by. And you're like, oh my God.
Yes.
That girl. I want to be that mom.
I am.
I want to be like
I
that
am,
mom.
Not I am. Want to
I know,
be.
But I'm. I am
you're
that
almost
mom.
There, Becky. You're almost.
I am that mom.
This year, I am that mom.
I am that mom.
Yes.
I want to have all my shit together.
Yes.
I will have all my shit together.
Yes. How about I do have all my shit together?
I'm going to be walking out of the house every morning being like, I want to have my shit. I am having my shit. I have my shit together. Screaming at myself alone. And he's going to be like,
You're going to have it written on all your mirrors in your house.
X'd out where I wrote it wrong. This is actually going to give me a complex.
Yes.
So I... It's going to be my fan. I have my shit together.
Yes.
This year.
Yes.
And some things that I'm doing to have my shit together.
Oh,
thank you so much for asking. Here's the list.
Oh, here's a list. Okay, here we go.
I am reading a list. So.
Listicle.
Breakfast is difficult.
Yeah.
Breakfast is a hard time. What do you eat for breakfast?
For you or for Keith or for Henry?
Well, Henry's pretty easy. Variety is not the spice of his life.
Right.
So for me and Keith, well, really just for me. Keith's not a big breakfast guy.
Yeah. Just coffee.
I love breakfast. I think breakfast is a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. What do you eat for breakfast when you like don't really want eggs? I eat sometimes just leftovers for breakfast mm-hmm. of whatever the dinner was the night before. But like, I want consistency.
You look like a fruit and yogurt type of girl.
Okay, Matt. I do love some fruit and yogurt in the morning. Sometimes I have fruit and yogurt for lunch too. And I put all my little goodies in it.
Yeah.
But sometimes even that's too much for me. Sometimes I'm like, I really don't have.
Too extreme.
It's just too much time. It's too much effort. I like to eat my yogurt slowly.
We're cleaning up brain space. I forgot.
Yeah, that's cleaning up brain space. So I need less. So I found this recipe on Southern Living for...
Love you. No. Good Southern lady.
That's a good Southern girl myself. For no-bake granola bars.
Okay.
And so it's like we got a protein oatmeal from Kodiak that has like protein in it.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
To kind of up your protein because I was like, I really don't want eggs. And then it also has almond butter. So you're getting a little bit of protein there, some healthy fats.
Nuts, which is good for you.
Yeah, some nuts. And then I add hemp seeds to it and some cranberries and some pistachios. Mm. And then you smash it all down and you put it in the fridge. Mm. And then you can eat it for like the next couple days as like a breakfast bar or like a snack bar. So that's really been helping me not even have to think about what breakfast is.
Right.
That is breakfast.
Amazing. And how do you feel? Eating that.
Well, I need to make them again, which is hard. The prep day is hard for freeing up.
I mean,
the
that takes
space.
Up the most time.
Yeah, yes. Prepping takes up the most time. But again, it's something that past Becky is doing for future Becky to make her life easier.
This is one of my hacks too that I had thought of.
Okay.
Was if you can do it now, don't wait till later, especially if it's going to take you, and I'm talking more about the little stuff. Like if it's going to take you less than a minute to do it now. Don't put it on for your future self. Like put that thing in the hamper. Put your dishes into the dishwasher, you know?
Matt is specifically talking to Eugene through the podcast
now. Don't
right now.
Wait, you know? Because then it's going to pile up and it's going to take you 10 minutes later, you know? And
that's
then you're going to be like begrudgingly doing it.
That's
so similar to what you were saying. If you can do it now, don't wait.
Don't wait. Do it now. Someone actually wrote in. I forget what we were talking about. Maybe I put it on my Instagram and they DM'd me there. But it was about doing the dishes. And like, Keith is much better about putting dishes in the dishwasher than I am currently. I like absolutely let things pile up. And then I get overwhelmed seeing them all piled up.
Exactly.
Okay, but listen to what this girl said. She said, Becky, you know you don't have to do all your dishes at once, right? And I was like, what? No. Like
you're supposed
in my
to leave
mind.
The pile? Leave part of the pile?
No. So like if you're going about your day and it's too overwhelming to look at the whole sink and be like, I have to do this whole sink, take like 5 dishes out and put them in the dishwasher. Yeah. Go do something else.
I couldn't
come
do
back,
that.
Grab a couple more dishes.
I hate having dishes in the sink. Like only doing it halfway would kill me.
Some of us get very overwhelmed, Matt. You're not a very overwhelmed person. This is
so
for our overwhelmed girlies.
Does that work for you?
No, but I really like thinking about it. I like thinking about it in that way.
Maybe that's what gets you started.
Yeah.
Thinking about that, like, oh, I only have to do 5 dishes, but then you're already doing it. So you're like, okay, I just.
Yeah. A timer really helps me. That's my other life hack. Anything, either it's you don't want to do it or you do want to do it. Like the idea of doing things sometimes makes me anxious.
Hurdle.
Yeah. Is like where I'm like, oh, I can't do that because it's going to X, Y, Z. But if I set a timer and I'm like, okay, I have 10 minutes to respond to emails.
Right.
And I just do emails for those 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. I have 8 minutes to do these dishes. And then just for 8 minutes, I have full and complete focus on the dishes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like that's a little bit of a life hack. Hacking life.
Yeah, definitely.
Another hack I have for you guys is this is a beauty hack.
Mm.
This is a beauty hack I saw on TikTok and I was very scared it wasn't going to work.
And it works.
It works. I did it. I did it and my eyebrows didn't fall off.
Icing your face? Oh. That's like what I get served.
So random.
That's what I get served all the time on TikTok for beauty stuff. It's like the people who ice their face every morning.
I do like a nice little ice, a little cooling sensation. Never hurt anyone. Feels good. No, my hack is I am someone who really likes to get my eyebrows dyed.
Dyed.
Yeah. Oh. Because my hair is lighter than what it's colored. Mm. And I like having like pretty dark brows in comparison. And like if you go to someone and get your eyebrows dyed, it's like $40-$50, mm-hmm. like somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. Because you know, you're probably getting a shaping with it too.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do is every 2.5-3 weeks, I bought just for men beard dye.
Oh.
And every 2-3 weeks,
beard dyeing your eyebrows.
I dye my eyebrows at home. And the beard dye was like,
I would never have known,
$15-$16, I think. Yeah. And you use the tiniest little bit. And I think it's like pretty foolproof. Like you definitely could mess it up. I mean, you could get hair. I got hair dye on the sink and that was a mess up. Like I'll be cleaning that for the rest of my life. but in terms of the eyebrows, mm-hmm. it's like very easy because it's something that's going to wash out.
Yeah.
I mean, don't leave it on for 100 years.
I mean, they made it for guys who don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
You know,
they made it for your beard because it's like it's for facial hair.
Right.
So your eyebrows are facial hair.
They're on your face.
So that's how I've been hacking that. Because, you know, I can't go. It's hard to, like, make an appointment just to get my eyebrows done.
Right.
And, like, it just seems like a lot.
Yeah.
So that's my beauty hack. Hacks. Dye your eyebrows at home.
Dye them at home.
Dye them at
beards.
Home. With beards. Always start lighter, though.
Oh, that's
I would
true.
Say don't go nuts. Don't do. Some people I see on TikTok do, like, I'm going to leave it on for 10, 15 minutes. Mm. Nope. You're going to follow the instructions the first time you do it. If you want to mess with it after that, you're going to. That's on you.
Yeah. What do you do if it's too dark? You can't, because it doesn't really wash, right? It's not semi-permanent. It's permanent.
It is,
right?
But you can, it comes out the same way that like hair dye comes out with oil. So like, let's say you're doing oil cleansing every single night and you're like really rubbing your eyebrows. It's going to come off that way. I mean, some of the dye is going to stick around. It sticks around for about 2 weeks, 3 weeks-ish. Or at least that's how often mine sticks out or sticks around. But yeah, you would just use... Just don't mess with it the first time you do it. Just follow the instructions. Just follow the instructions on the box and you'll be pretty good.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes people, they've had other tips that I followed because, again, I like my eyebrows a little darker.
Mm-hmm.
And you sort of mix with how much developer you put in because for the beard dye, you get two tubes.
Mm.
And one of them is the color and the other is the developer. And so if you put more or less of the color / developer in, it makes the color darker or lighter. Yeah. So I've been messing with that a little bit.
Experiment.
Yeah. So give it a try. It was not as hard as I thought it was going to be.
Wow.
It scared me. I mean, if you have the time to go do it and the money to go do it, go get your eyebrows dyed,
easier.
Whatever. But I'm here to tell you that someone who is not very good at any sort of hair coloring, dyeing, anything like that, is the easiest thing I've done. And then I don't have to pencil in my eyebrows in the morning, which takes one more thing off my plate.
That's true.
They're just done.
That's true.
And I feel like
automate.
If your eyebrows are done and you have a little bit of like a lip color on, like a lip oil, you're done. People think you're done.
Natural.
Yeah.
It's natural beauty.
Yeah. But it's just like you're a little more put together.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
I mean, my life hack was very different than yours.
Oh, really?
I'm often caught without a lighter because I'm not a smoker. You know, I don't really light a lot of things. But I have
your friend Mary Jane doesn't come to visit often.
No. And I don't, and I have like a lot of like candles and stuff I put out, especially when I entertain, you know, a lot of votives and stuff around. So without a lighter, that makes things difficult. But what you can do is I have a gas stove and I always have
scared
pasta stocked up. I always have spaghetti. I always have long pastas, you know, noodles.
Ooh.
So what I do is I light a noodle on fire. And it's like a big stick. And they don't burn that fast.
Oh, really?
But then they have like a flame on them. And you can use that as your lighter and light all of your candles. So who needs a lighter these days, you know?
Oh, they're right. Our advice is going to like burn people's houses down and like burn their eyebrows off.
I mean, be careful.
Yeah.
You know, don't be dumb. But I mean, also, it's just pasta. So you don't feel like you're wasting a lot either, you know?
Yeah,
like pasta is so cheap, you know? So if you can light that, you can use that to light all the candles.
All the candles in your house.
Yeah.
I like
it. It works.
It's a good life hack.
Good life
but hack. A long pasta. You can't do a short pasta. Like, don't try and do it with like orchietti.
No, don't try to do like a little elbow. You know?
Little elbow.
Use something
pasta.
Long and skinny, right? So
yeah.
I never buy lighters because I always have one.
If you have pasta and you have a stove, you've got a built-in lighter.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of eyebrows and lighters, do you remember the time Matt and I tried to light? We have a fire pit outside.
Oh my
it's
God.
Our fire pit foot wash that I've talked about before.
Yes.
The strangest thing in my backyard. And Keith was watching us from a distance, and Matt and I are trying to light the fire pit. And here's a life tip so that you don't blow up your own home or yourselves. Is if you've turned the gas on and there's no flame coming out, turn it off until you figure out how to get the flame going. Don't leave your gas running. Otherwise, you'll be like me and Matt, who turned the gas on, clicked the lighter. The lighter didn't go, so we kept clicking the lighter.
Yeah.
And then it finally went. But at that point, the gas had been on for about 7 seconds, I would say, maybe 7 or 8 seconds.
It was long. It was probably longer. Like 20 seconds.
It was like, it was more than you should have left the gas on. We should have left the gas on for. And a big fireball went and almost took our eyebrows off.
You could really feel it.
It was, Matt and I were, we laughed, but we were very scared.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You know what we could have used?
Pasta?
A lit pasta, and that would not have happened, Becky.
If we did lit pasta, it would have not happened. So that is your life hack. If you turn the gas on and nothing is coming out, turn the gas off.
Turn it off. Yes. True.
That's
be safe.
Just a life hack.
Be safe. You know, the gas is scary.
Gas is scary.
Yeah.
Gas is scary. We had a, what we thought was a gas leak.
Yeah.
But it was a, well, we didn't think it was a gas leak. We thought it was an electrical heating because it smelled like rubber and it turned out to be a skunk.
Oh my gosh.
But we did in fact call the fire department.
So that's why you smelled like tomato sauce that one day.
Mm-hmm. I took a bath and I just put it all over my hair. I bathed our entire home in tomato sauce.
Does your house smell fine now?
No, it smells fine now. Yeah. So basically what happened is we leave a crack in our window open where the cat's room is so that it's by their litter box so that the house doesn't smell like their litter. And what we think happened is a skunk came, sprayed, and the guy who came, we call him our rat man. He's a very nice man named Daniel. but we sometimes have
pest
rats.
Pest control came.
Pest control in the attic. So he came and he told us that sometimes skunks are like dogs where they want to like mark their territory. So we basically think he walked around our whole house and just kept spraying the house. And so Keith woke me up in the middle of the night and was like, do you think the house smells? And so I'm like, oh my God. And it did smell like burning rubber.
Yeah.
And so my brother's a firefighter. So I was like, I'll call Michael because he's in Chicago and they're 2 hours different. So I called him and he picked up and he was like, no, just call the fire department. He's like, if you think there's a burning anything, just call the fire department. You pay taxes. But it like did feel like naughty to dial 911. You know what I mean? Like I was like, ah, like it feels like you're not supposed to. But he basically said, I was like, are you sure we need it? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, if you don't need it, they're going to come. They're going to tell you you don't need them and they're going to leave. If you don't call them and there's a burning electrical something in your house is going to catch on fire. So like just call. That's another life hack.
What did they tell you?
They came in and they were sniffing around and then they said, yeah, it was a skunk. And then our pest man, Daniel, told us that most people call the fire department before they call him.
Oh my God.
Because it really
You're
smells.
Not alone.
Yeah, no. And if you go online, it's all the same response. Like if you smell burning rubber, like call your fire department. Because like we're walking around and we touched all the walls and stuff. I mean, we have a baby in the house. So we're like touching everything. We're touching all the outlets to make sure nothing was warm. But we have a crawl space, like attic, and that's where the HVAC, is that air conditioning, is like up. So we were just nervous. And so our other life advice is if you smell something, call your fire department.
Well, also, now that maybe you've been skunked, you won't get skunked again because now it's like, you know, you're in the territory.
Because it really smelled horrible. I mean, it smelled, we had the whole house open. Oh, I also learned another tip. Okay, so when you get skunked, they're like, put some bowls of vinegar to get rid of the smell. So I was putting little bowls of vinegar all over the house.
Yeah.
And like maybe a day or two goes by and I notice Henny's like kind of sniffly and I'm kind of like, like have a little frog in my throat. If you leave vinegar around your house for too long, it's bad for you to breathe in large amounts of vinegar for a long period of time. It irritates. Yeah. It irritates you. So I immediately like dumped everything. I mean, we had the windows open for like 5 days too. So that also like, it wasn't cold. The weather was thankfully nice.
Yeah.
But
other things are coming.
Yeah. The pollen, the winds, the dust. Our house was not my safe place during those days. Henny and I went on a lot of adventures.
Right.
Lot of adventures, but I will tell you, skunk smell does eventually leave.
It takes a while.
Eventually. You came over like right after you came over that day.
It definitely smelled.
It smelled bad.
It definitely smelled. Yes. Yes.
Can't confirm.
Yes.
Bad smelling house, but I'd rather have a bad smelling house than an electrical fire somewhere. So.
That's true.
But the fire department knew right away. Keith was like, yeah, because I took
Henny.
They're
there for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, they're there for like 2 minutes. I took Henny into the back house because the, it's separate, like electrical, gas, everything is separate. So I was like, I just want us to be out of there. Right. And because it smelled weird. So I was like, I don't want him breathing in weird, whatever this weird smell is. And it was like 4 a.m. And he said they walked in and just went, yeah, that's skunk. Yeah. Well, into our bedroom. That's where the main sort of scent was. But it smelled throughout the house. And when they first walked in, they were like, yeah, I'm not really sure. And then they got to our bedroom. We're like, skunk.
Yeah, gross.
You got skunked, girl. But thankfully, we didn't get skunked. Like, the cats didn't get skunked.
I don't think I've ever been skunked.
I mean, I've never been skunked, like, myself.
Yeah.
But my home.
Well, don't get skunked. Life hack don't for getting skunked.
Life hack, don't get skunked. And eventually, the smell will go away.
My greatest life hack, especially for clearing mental space, you know, mental bandwidth is a thing. Automate as much as you can in your life. Like, seriously, automate it and make it so that you don't have to remember as many things. Like, I literally have everything on my phone. Like, it's the keys to my house. I mean, this is kind of bad if you lose your phone.
Yeah? I was about to say, what happens if you lose your phone?
I don't know. Never happened.
You go out in WeHo. Notoriously, phones are stolen in WeHo.
That's true. I mean, I do have friends that also have access to my house, you know, because you can dole out digital access to things. So I wouldn't be like completely lost, but everything's like my car. I can use my phone. Mm-hmm. My house. I can use my phone. It like controls all like the HVAC, all the lights, but I automate everything. So I have like schedules every morning and every night in my house. Like blinds go up and down. The temperature changes based on like what's outside. The irrigation stops. Like if it's raining and it automatically, all of that stuff. If you automate it, it just makes your life so much easier.
Yeah.
So much easier.
Automate and everything.
I know Amazon always pushes like those like automate your subscriptions and stuff. But if you know
refilling stuff,
how to fine tune when you actually need things, it is so helpful.
Yeah.
So helpful. Because you always have it. You never run out. And like just right when you're getting low, the new one just like shows up. It's so nice.
And then it just appears.
Yeah. And it just makes your life so much easier. You don't have to think about it.
That is
You can think about other things you want to think about. Because who wants to think about those things? Did I leave that light on? Did I lock that door? No. Am I out of dog food? You know?
I will say getting a smart lock for our front door of our house was one of the best things I've ever done.
Yes.
It just makes it so easy for like when people are coming over to cat sit. Yeah. Like when we were with Henny in the NICU, it was like we could have people come over to house sit. I like asked a friend to come over and vacuum because there's two cats living there and nobody's cleaning.
Yeah.
So like, it was just nice to be able to be like, okay, here you go. I can let you in. Here's this, here's that.
The only thing that does scare me sometimes is like, since it is all like digital and connected to the Wi-Fi, like, can people get in, you know?
I don't know.
I'm sure people can.
Keith wouldn't let us get a baby monitor that had Wi-Fi in it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people hack into that.
It's kind of creepy. But it's also like, who's coming after me, you know?
Maybe me. Maybe I'm a hacker. I mean,
you probably do
Matt's
know them.
The door
the
now.
People that come after you are usually the people you know. That's the
dun,
scary
dun,
part.
Dun.
That's the scary part. Oh,
it's all
God.
The people that you gave your house information to.
Have you ever Googled yourself?
You know, I have low enough self-esteem as it is. another 2024 life hack I have to make myself just happier in life is I don't go looking for negativity. Why look? It's there.
No, I don't look at comments or do any of that stuff either because I feel like it's not good for your mental health.
No, but I do like nice ones. I read my DMs. So I guess if you ever really want to say something nice or incredibly mean, DM me. I'll probably see it. I'll see that more than I'll see a comment somewhere.
Cute.
Yeah, that's life hack.
That's the life hack. If you want to get in touch with Becky, DM Becky. Lifeline to Becky, DM
I'm pretty
her.
Good at checking Bex DMs. X2.
What's another life hack, Becky? What's another life hack?
So my other life hack, this is one for being more hydrated. Because I just feel like...
Do you think we drink too much water now? Like people back in the day weren't carrying around hydro flasks, you know?
Yeah, but they also didn't live to like... They lived to like 30.
I mean,
like the Oregon, Oregon Trail.
I mean, like in like the 70s, people didn't carry around water bottles.
I don't know. Do you think the 70s are like a time we should be emulating? Do you think that was like the greatest?
I mean, TV dinners, pretty cool. Disco, pretty cool.
I don't know. I think.
I just feel like there's so much about hydration now. It's like. Were we not hydrated before?
Well, I think maybe with the, like the dawn of science, there are more things we can drink and consume than ever before that do dehydrate us.
Like Red Bulls.
Red Bulls for sure.
Red Bulls
Love
for
a Red
sure.
Bull. Red Bull, my favorite form of caffeine. my midday gluttony.
No, I just don't like the flavor.
Of Red Bull?
Yeah. It's not a thing for me.
I get it. You don't have to. Not everybody has to like Red Bull.
I'll leave more for you.
More for me?
More wings for
more
you.
More for me, baby.
More wings for you.
I'll be flying high. No, I don't know why we are so insistent on drinking water these days. There's got to be science. Someone's got to know. Hank Green. Ring, ring. Hank.
I feel like it's when they started bottling water. Because water wasn't bottled before.
Where was it? Just in the faucet?
Just in the faucet. At the water fountain, right?
I guess. I didn't live there. I didn't live there. I lived in a time when we used like water bottles.
And, I didn't live there.
Yeah, I didn't live there. I don't know what the 70s people
if
are doing.
If you know why we drink so much water, let us know.
Sound off in the comments if you know why in the year 2024 hydration is so important.
DM Becky, please.
DM me and I'll definitely read it. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, but anyway, Matt.
Okay, so how do you drink more water that we're not supposed to drink more water,
Speaking of water bottles, I pre-fill my water bottle at night. So I put a water bottle
on my
nightstand. Okay. It's on my nightstand. Mm-hmm. And I am not someone who drinks water before bed. Mm. Like I know they say it's really important to drink water before bed because you're basically going like 8 hours without drinking water. But if I have to pee in the middle of the night, I'll never go back to sleep. Like if I woke up at 2 a.m. and I had to pee, my day would begin at 2 a.m. Like I can't live that life. I need to continue my sleep. So when I wake up in the morning, I have an ice cold, already full water bottle next to me. And I'll be able to drink that before Keith comes in with coffee. So that's my hack.
It is better to drink water when you get up.
Yeah, just as like the first thing that enters my body. Because, you know, for a long time, the first thing that entered my body was coffee 100%.
Caffeine.
Especially when I stopped breastfeeding because then it like really didn't matter how much caffeine I had. So I could go, wow. I had a Red Bull. Yeah. Now I'm taking it back. I'm reclaiming my caffeinated life. But yeah, that's my life hack for drinking more water. But maybe that's not a hack. Maybe people already do that. But I never did before.
Pre-fill
your water bottle at night.
Yeah.
So it's right there in the morning.
Did you see all the stuff about the Stanley Cups having like lead in them? Did you see this?
No.
Yeah, there's
they have
like
lead in them?
If, because you know, on the bottom of the Stanley Cup, I guess, I mean, I don't have one. These are just what I've seen on TikTok.
Okay.
But.
So definitely the truth. It's news.
Definitely the truth. There's like a medallion like on the bottom of the Stanley Cup. And if that gets damaged or comes off, I guess in there is like lead and it can seep in and onto things and you get like lead exposure. So people are like freaking out about it. They're throwing out all their Stanley Cups and stuff.
Look it up. See what the drama is. We bought was it lead test strips that we bought?
Probably.
It's what's in Cristal, like old glass.
Yeah, it's lead. Yeah.
Is lead.
Lead crystal, yeah.
Yeah. So we were really into like vintage decanters for a while. And my brother-in-law, who's a biochemical engineer, came over once and he was like, how long are you keeping alcohol in these things? Because I had them out as like display. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know. I filled it like a couple months, like, you know, a month or two ago. And he's like, you really should only fill this. He's like, buy the test strip. So I bought them. And he was like, if it's real, I would only use it if it's, or I mean, if it's actually vintage,
yeah.
I wouldn't store your alcohol in there for long periods of time. I would just use it for like parties.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that just it's
for display.
Yeah, for display only, because you can get lead in there.
Or just get,
I never knew that.
You get modern day ones.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
But also like light, isn't light not good for alcohol?
I know it's not good for beer. That's why they have like dark beer bottles and like the green tint on like Heineken's and stuff is supposed to keep the flavor. But I don't know if it's the actual light or if it's the heat. Because I know, I mean, at least what they told us when I was, you know, working with wine was if a wine gets cold or hot, it needs to stay whatever that temperature is. Like extremes and like switching. Yeah. Like let's say you had a white wine in the fridge. You take it out, you put it on the counter and it goes down to room temperature. Mm-hmm. And then you put it back in the fridge. It's going to affect the taste.
The flavor.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's another thing we need a scientist for.
just keep things cold all the time.
Yeah. I do like cold things more than I like hot things. I guess soup. I'm not really a gazpacho girl.
So tasty. Your face. Becky's frowning.
Do we find out about the lead in the Stanley Cup?
The New York Times says there is lead, but you're not supposed to worry because, yeah. So I'm like, I don't know.
Okay.
I would still be worried, but.
Maybe. What's the new one? The new cup?
Owala.
The Owala. Maybe it's Owala. A campaign by Owala against Stanley Cup to get people out of Stanley's and into Owala.
Big yeah, Owala. My first thought, conspiracy I was like, campaigns. I should buy Owala because I used to be Stanley Cup.
Whoa.
It worked.
It worked.
Yes.
They've tricked us.
Yes. So good.
Wow.
It worked.
Do you have any more life hacks? I have one more. Well, I guess I have two more, but they're not that exciting.
I don't think I have any more.
Okay, I'll do my not the most exciting. This one's just a practical one. Like if you're a person that's not really good with dates, like I forget dates a lot, like cannot for the life of me. I like hanging out with people, but I will say I am the friend that forgets the most often that we made plans to hang out. So I send calendar invites. Like, yes. Even if I'm just, like, hanging out, like, I have on my phone, like, Katie Hang, Lauren Hang, like, just little things that are, I put everything in my calendar on my phone.
David Dang also does that.
David Dang.
And at first
loves
it was really annoying, but then I was like, actually, this is really helpful.
It is.
Yes.
It's good. I do it, too, when I go to, like, if I'm at a doctor's appointment without Keith for Henny, I'll send him a calendar invite for like the next doctor's appointment.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because it's a lot easier. He's like really bad at writing things down and putting them in the work calendar.
Right.
So like sending the calendar invite helps it just be like right there. This is a life hack for anyone who has a little kid. So specifically a potato child. Like I don't know about toddlers. I don't have a toddler. I have a potato child.
Potato
he can't move
child.
Yet. I think there's a lot of advice floating around on TikTok from like people who have 4 month olds.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, but your kid doesn't move. I feel like this advice needs to be tailored to a specific time period of your kid's life. So specifically if you're a potato baby, you're not moving. But my potato baby, at least, doesn't need a lot of things. Like when we leave the house, if we're going to run to the grocery store, I don't need a giant diaper bag.
Mm-hmm.
I never liked the ones that you put on your back, like a backpack. It made me feel like I looked even younger than I am.
Yeah.
And so what I do is I have one big bag that's a tote bag, and it's like extras of things, more diapers, you know, basically a second set of everything is in this bag. And I put his formula bottles in there. I put the little formula shaker in there. And then the bag that I actually carry on my person has one bottle, two diapers, wipes.
Mini bag.
Booty cream. Yeah, it's like a mini bag. And I'll put an extra outfit just in case in that bag. And so when I'm out in the world, I only have to carry my tiny little baby bag.
Right.
Because also, like, he's not mobile. He's not teething. He doesn't have a lot of, like, gadgets that he needs. He doesn't use a pacifier. He doesn't have, like, a lot of items that he needs to carry with him. So I just carry a little baby bag instead of the big bag. Because eventually you're going to need a big bag. Yeah. Once he's like eating food and like all those things like that.
You're going to have one of the rolly suitcases.
Love that. Love that.
Yeah, more professional.
I'll roll myself around.
More professional that way.
100%. It'll be my kit bag.
Maybe it can be. Maybe it can be like the remote control ones. They just follow you.
Automate your purses.
Yes. Automate your purses.
Automate
the
your
next
purses.
Life hack will be.
Get a robot. Mm-hmm. That's our life hack. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my hack for not having to carry like a giant bag with you everywhere.
Right.
But I guess the caveat is you do have to have a car to put that giant bag in. Mm-hmm. So this is not good advice for our New Yorkers.
No.
Or our, which I don't know how people do that. I always ask Rachel. I'm like, how did you, because she nannied. I'm like, how did you take a stroller into the subway? Or like if I still lived in Chicago.
It sounds like a nightmare.
I'm like, how do you do it? You have to be so strong. You have to have so many things.
And you have to, I feel like, dedicate twice as much time.
Yeah.
To navigate all the stuff.
Yeah.
With a stroller.
But I saw people, like when I was in New York, I saw people with strollers.
People do it.
Getting in and out. I mean, living their life. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it is possible. Mm-hmm. I know it's possible to do.
It is.
It seems so hard. And in the, what about the snow? What about weather?
Well, then you're probably not as outside as much, right?
I don't know.
The snow.
What if you gotta be? What if you're taking your kid to daycare?
Yeah.
What if there's no daycare that's like down the street from you and you have to go on like a subway?
Guess you're going and trucking in the snow. Get your boots on.
Get your boots on. Get your boots on.
Then you need so many more things because then you need all the stuff for you for the snow and the kid for the snow.
So if that's you, don't do my tiny bag idea. Tiny bag does not work for you. Tiny
Find
bag
your
is
own
for
life hack.
LA mommies.
Yes.
LA mommies who are living, you know, driving around in their car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Find your own tiny bag in life.
You need your own tiny bag.
Your own tiny bag. Just have a little bag. That was my last life hack.
That's a lot of, we did a lot of hacking.
That was a lot of hacking. I feel like we hacked.
We hacked away.
We hacked. We are hacks.
Love the show hacks.
Love the show hacks.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what happens if Henny gets messy? Because I know he's eating a lot now. Eating real foods.
He is eating real foods now.
Yes.
And we've never eaten real foods outside of our home with him. So it's never been like, I think you'd need more in your tiny bag.
Your tiny bag would need to be more full for him and you. Because I have a list here of messy foods. And we're going to smash or pass these messy foods. Are you ready, Becky?
Yes. I love it.
Smash or pass?
Okay.
Chicken wings.
Smash. Smash them with some ranch.
I love chicken wings. And I actually love chicken wings that are like the full wing. Like, you know, they give you like the little wings that are like a couple inches. I like the one with the whole joint in it where it's really big. Have you ever had those? Where it's like the full arm.
Are you
arm.
Eating like an eagle?
No, these ones aren't actually the wings. They're just like part of the actual arm of the bird. Do you know that? You know that?
No.
They're normally like twice as big. You're only
where are
getting
you getting these?
Actually, the first time I ever had it that was so good was from this restaurant in Portland called Puk Puk.
Ooh.
And there were like fish sauce chicken wings. So good.
Whoa.
Oh
what,
my God.
What type of cuisine was
die.
That?
Thai.
Thai.
Barbecue ribs.
Smash. I love ribs.
I love barbecue ribs. So good. The carnivore is coming out.
Yeah, I was about to say these are very like meat heavy, messy foods.
But those are very messy. I think those are more messy than chicken wings.
I think like there's same amount of mass.
There's so much sauce and stuff. Okay, powdered donuts.
What's in the middle of a smash or pass? I'd rather have a plain donut than a powdered donut, but
that's
I don't.
That's not the question.
I don't look a free donut in the mouth, you know what I mean?
How about the powdered donuts that you get from the convenience store?
I mean, they have a special place in my heart, but I think I'd pass.
It's a hard pass for me. I do not like
those. I think
those.
I'd pass.
They're not my, I'm not into it. There it is, not good.
Are Sorry, they people. Too fake for you? Like, is it not fancy enough for you?
They're not definitely real not enough. Fancy. I'm not a big donut person to begin with, so I think that's part of it.
Okay.
And also, the powdered sugar doesn't add a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just makes it a little sweeter, not even that much sweeter, I feel like. And it's probably the powdered sugar is probably not even pure powdered sugar. It's probably, like, other things in it.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then the donut texture of those are just, like...
Not ideal.
Yeah. See, Rainey doesn't look happy either. She's a
pass.
I am
thinking about the chalky
feeling
of that. Feeling. What do you think is in the powdered sugar, though?
It could be like cornstarch or like other stuff like that that would like help it adhere and
stick.
Also.
I'm a real slut for those Entenmann's donuts. Have you ever had those?
Never even heard of that. They're making up words.
They're in the grocery store and they're like in the white box and they have blue writing.
I know what you mean. Yes, I've seen those.
They're chocolate, the chocolate frosted ones with the vanilla on the outside. Like I am a slut for
you
those donuts.
It.
I think they are so good. Like, they remind me of vacation. I don't know if we ate them a lot on vacation or what, but that was like my special days. That was my treat.
Well, those aren't on the list. Sorry.
Okay.
Next one, crab legs.
Okay. All right.
Crab legs.
Smash. Smash a crab leg, as long as someone else can open it for me.
I was going to say, actually, we went to Vegas a while ago and went to the buffet. And one of the best things to get at the buffet are the crab legs. And they're like the snow crab, the big ones.
Whoa.
You know? And people literally, some people, that's all they eat there. That's all they eat.
How many crab legs do you think?
Normally crab legs
eat?
Are like kind of expensive, you know? So if you're already paying one set price, people are trying to go for those high value items like the crab legs.
Yeah, get the most bang for your buck.
And the ones they do there, they like partially open them for you. They like crack
them.
Oh,
that's nice.
So it's easier for you to crack them, so you don't need like tools and stuff.
Yeah, I feel
so
like I'm good. Not good at the ones that you have to really...
Honestly, I probably had like 10 crabs worth of legs.
10 crabs lost their legs.
That day.
From Matt's in that buffet. I wonder how many... Actually, it's probably in when they did the Eat the Menu. I wonder how many crab legs they go through in a day in Vegas.
It has to be so many.
I feel like that is the big ticket item.
Yeah, and people go there just for those.
Specifically for the crab
They're
legs.
So good. Smash.
Smash. So far, we haven't passed anything other than the donuts.
Deep dish pizza.
I mean... Smash, but you can't eat it all the time. I feel like that's the stereotype. Is there like
smash.
Chicago pizza is deep dish, and that is 100% not the pizza that people get. If someone said, my family, we got pizza almost every week, that is not the pizza we are getting every week.
Right. You didn't get Giordano's every
week.
You
would literally never poop. Chicago pizza is more like, is thinner, and it's square cut.
Oh, square cut.
It's square cut pizza. Yeah. So sometimes you can get it like more crackery, but I always like Palermo's in Chicago is my favorite pizza. And it has like a little cornmeal dusting on the bottom. But the crust and the sauce is really sweet.
Yeah. Oh, sweeter.
Yeah. It's a sweeter sauce. Some people don't like it. My family's not the biggest fan of
Palermo's. I like deep dish. I don't think I had deep dish until like I was in college. It was the first time I had it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's like not a thing.
I guess if you're not traveling.
We did. Yeah, I think probably like the first time I went to Chicago.
Chicago. You gotta.
You gotta. You gotta try it at least
once. Try it. Smash. And there's stuffed pizza too. That's good.
Okay, chili dogs.
Pass. Pass. Hard pass.
Pass.
I'm not a hot dog girly.
I can't remember the last time I had a hot dog. Like a full hot, like a, you know, like a proper hot dog.
Yeah, I haven't had a proper hot dog in a while. Oh, when I was pregnant, I went to Costco and had a Costco hot dog. Oh. I famously do not like hot dogs. And a Pepsi, which never in my life.
American dream.
Have I chosen a Pepsi?
American dream.
But the Pepsi tasted like
Coke.
Was it
so good?
Yes, it tasted like Coca-Cola. And it was like $2 or $3 or something for this hot dog and Pepsi combo. It was crazy.
A man on the internet.
Okay.
That ate Costco hot dog for every meal a day for 30 days.
Oh.
To see what it would do to his body and also how much he would spend. And it was crazy how inexpensive it was because the hot dog is like a dollar.
Yeah.
And the other part is he lost like 5 pounds or something.
Well, insane. There's no nutritional value in it, right?
Well, it's definitely not a balanced diet. That's for sure.
What if you put relish on it? Isn't that a vegetable?
I mean, at least you're getting a little something green. Green dye number 5.
A
I don't know.
Hot dog. Oh, his poops must have
every
been terrible.
Day. Could you imagine having a hot dog every day?
No, I feel like you'd smell really bad. Like your breath.
Yeah,
you'd have hot dog breath.
Hot dog water. Okay.
Spaghetti dogs and meatballs. Every day. Oh my God, I had that for dinner last night. Smash, 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 smash it.
I don't even find that messy though.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're a little kid, maybe.
Or a dog.
Or a dog.
You know.
Lady in the Tramp.
Unless you're nuzzling a meatball with your nose.
Tacos.
Smash.
Smash. I don't think tacos are that messy either.
Where'd you get this trash list?
This is a BuzzFeed list. Becky, this is a BuzzFeed list. Okay, this one is more messy. Cheeto puffs. Cheese puffs.
Love cheese puff. Love a puff.
That is one of my, because I don't eat a lot of junk food.
Mm-hmm.
I do love chips, but I don't eat them enough.
You need like plain chips.
And limon.
Limon.
But the other thing is cheese puffs.
Cheese puffs
like
are
every
really
once in a while, I'll need to get cheese puffs. You know?
Matt's running
the
in the grocery
cheese
store.
Flavor.
Get out of my way.
I also like the pirate's booty ones, the white cheese ones.
Oh, yes.
Those are good too.
Yeah. A cheese puff? I think cheese puffs are a total smash.
But they do get all over your fingers and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like a little messy.
But you can eat them with chopsticks.
You could.
And then you don't get it on your fingers. And they have ones now specifically for eating, like chips.
It's hard to do in the car, you know? You're like driving.
Yeah, I don't think you should be using chopsticks. I think that would definitely be distracted driving.
Okay, s'mores.
I'm not a big s'mores girly. I'll pass on s'mores.
No, I love s'mores. They're so fun. And so many good memories with s'mores, you know?
I feel like they're never perfect. Like the marshmallows either burned or too raw. This Maybe there's good, too much chocolate.
It's a good lesson in life.
But compare, you know, it's just things aren't always even.
Things aren't always.
Yeah.
I think s'mores is always just like usually warm. Like it's summer. You're at like bonfire. Mm-hmm. You're at the beach bonfire. You're like with lots of friends or family. You know, you're up late, allowed up past your bedtime. You know, stuff like that. That was like the most fun. And it was fun to like watch the marshmallow like change front of your eyes, you know?
That was Matt's magical time. It's like a magical memory. We've unlocked a single tear coming down his eye.
Obviously, you don't know the joy of charred marshmallows, Becky.
No, we were the donut family. Oh,
you were popping donuts instead.
Yeah, we were watching it change right before our eyes.
into dust.
Yum. Yum. Delicious.
Love it.
Delicious. Okay, what else you got? What other dirty foods? Croissant.
Croissants are actually quite messy.
I guess they get like crumbly. Yeah. Everywhere. No, but I would still smash a croissant.
I can have a croissant every single day. Like yeah. Literally, I love them delicious. So much. Have you ever tried to make them though?
Matt, I literally don't try to make anything.
They're like very difficult to make. They take days. Mm-mm. Okay. A long time. And then they just don't turn out like they do at like the nice bakery, you know? Have you had any like the cronut stuff?
I've had a cronut before.
Do you like a cronut or a croissant better?
No, I like simple croissant. A good.
Yeah, I like just the
almond
plain.
Croissant. I like the plain. Delicious. Oh, plain.
Yeah. Plain's almond good. Almond croissant has a lot of jazz to it.
Well, the one that I get has it just on top, not in the middle. Mm-hmm. I'm not a huge mascarpone girl. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I love it. I love a good. I just think it's like tasty. It's so European.
It is. Nachos.
Smash. Love a movie nachos. Theater nachos.
So I wasn't going to go there, but sure.
You've never sat down with a nice big old box of the movie theater nachos?
I've literally never gotten nachos at the movie theater before. So never
you don't
in
know
my
true
life.
Joy.
Well, I just feel like my mouth is already getting salty just thinking about it.
That's why you hydrate with your water that you filled the night before.
Need my water bottles.
That's why you pre-fill
and
your
then
water
I'm gonna
bottle.
I'm going to pee in the movie 20 times.
Yes. Yes. Perfect.
But because I just love the popcorn so much and that's already so salty. So you're getting the popcorn and then you're also getting the salty nachos.
But have you ever dipped your popcorn in the nacho cheese?
No.
Delicious.
Never have I tried. Also, that cheese is like Velveeta.
No, it's not. It's a different brand. So suck it.
I was thinking nachos more like loaded nachos. Like you have the nachos with all the different stuff on top.
Oh, yeah. You know? That's delicious.
And also way more messy.
Definitely way more messy. I feel like actually the movie theater nachos are really clean.
I would pass on the movie theater nachos and smash the real nachos.
Wow.
And that's that, Becky.
And that is the tea.
Okay, watermelon.
I love watermelon. Smash, smash, smash. Smash. Smash it all.
I guess it is kind of messy to like prepare because it's a lot of like chopping.
Oh yeah, I do not like. I also like.
And it's hard to get through the rind.
I've watched so many videos on how to pick a good watermelon and I feel like I never pick the good one. Like
knock and say hello. See if it
I
knocks
know you
back.
Knock and hear if it's hollow or solid and you're like, I don't know.
Okay, corn on the cob.
Smash. So hard.
A lot of people won't eat it off the cob. A lot of people will cut it. Because it like gets all in their teeth.
That's
and stuff.
True. Well, our friend Glenn had a trick that he taught us in Vietnam is he ate his corn on the cob vertically.
Yes.
And then just bit the little kernels off little by little.
There are many methods.
I've never tried that.
There are
but
many methods to getting
it.
The corn off the cob.
Yeah. We actually have a rule at our house because Keith would constantly get corn on the cob and each get us one. And I'd be like, Keith, I really want another corn on the cob. Like one is not enough for me. No. I need two.
And they keep...
Yeah.
You can have it again later.
So I told him the rule is if you're going to get corn on the cob, I need two. Always get one more.
Get one more.
Get one more.
More is more.
More is more when it comes to corn.
Poutine.
I'm a pass on poutine.
Oh, I love poutine so good. The French fries with the gravy and the cheese curds. Oh my God, delicious. Have you ever had like really good poutine though? Probably
not. I've never been to Canada.
You have to go. I actually just went.
I'd love to.
This past year to Montreal.
How much poutine did you eat?
I think I had it like 3 times when I was there. But we went to one place that it's just poutine. Like everyone goes there just for poutine.
A poutinerie?
Yeah, exactly. Fondue. Cheese fondue. I mean, come on. Who doesn't love a good cheese fondue?
Yeah. See, I think we need to go back the way that you were talking about the 70s is we need to go back to like the fondue fountain and like restaurants that would have like a fondue like goblet thing that you would dip. Like a fondue party. That sounds really cute.
It does sound really... Well, have you... The next one on the list is chocolate fondue.
I'd rather just have
chocolate fondue because that's more of the chocolate fountain.
Yeah, that's a pass for me. I'd rather just have like chocolate covered strawberries are one of my favorite desserts.
Well, what a lot of people don't know about the chocolate fondue fountain is you have to add a lot of oil to the chocolate to make it like fall like that on the fountain. Otherwise, it's just going to be like chunky.
Yeah.
The next one, I think I already know your answer to. Bloomin' onion.
Ugh. Smash. A bloomin' onion is not messy.
I don't really think
it comes
messy
out
either.
In little pieces.
I mean, I guess it kind of like fried onions and stuff can be kind of messy because they like come apart a lot from the batter, you know?
Yeah.
But that's not that messy. I guess greasy.
Greasy.
Gets your hands greasy. Yeah. I mean, ice cream sandwiches, I guess they melt.
They can kind of melt.
It's kind of messy, but I don't think they're that messy. Okay, so this one really is. This is the messiest, I think. This is the last one. Sloppy Joe.
Ugh. No, I do not want a big, gooey, messy burger.
Mm-hmm. I remember in elementary school, they would serve us Sloppy Joes, and it was like the worst day of the week, you know?
It is not for me.
It's a hard pass. They're bad. I'm sorry for people who like them, but they're bad. You like them, Rainey?
I'm sorry if you like them, but I hate you.
I don't hate you. I hate your choice. You can choose whatever you want.
You can choose whatever you want.
You can hate my choice. I'm fine with that too.
That's
you
know? True. DM me if you hate Matt's choice.
DM Becky if you hate my choice on Sloppy Joe.
Yeah, I don't know. A big gooey messy burger. No, thank you.
The Sloppy Joe, I have no idea the origin of it, but to me, it's kind of like at the end of the week, everything that's left, they just put into the sauce and they're like, here, put on these breads we have and here it is. That's what it feels like.
I'm looking it up.
Sloppy Joe sleuth.
Sloppy Joe lore.
What was the worst thing in your elementary school cafeteria?
I mean, probably a Sloppy Joe, I would say.
I remember Sloppy Joe's and
or
I remember...
Or the pizza. The awful
pizza.
Like rectangle
so
pizza.
So bad.
Yeah.
The pizza was so bad. And the crazy thing is like those things were counted as vegetables. Because they had like some vegetables in them.
Mm-mm.
Even though it's not enough Mm-mm. vegetables. They'd be like, okay, that's your serving of vegetable today is the pizza.
That's horrifying.
Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama, help us. Help us, Michelle.
We need more help.
I found the origin of Sloppy Joe. So they said some attribute the original Sloppy Joe to a cafe in Sioux City, Iowa, where many years ago in 1930, a cook named Joe added tomato sauce to his loose meat sandwiches. Loose meat sandwiches,
just the name loose
they don't
meat.
Contain it's tomato like, sauce.
Just loose meats just doesn't sound like great.
It's just loose meat. It's a Midwestern thing.
What?
It could be
the
called
the definition of loose meat. This is so
it could
weird.
Be called a new way, a steamer, a big tea, a loose hamburger sandwich, a tavern sandwich, or just a made right. Since the 1920s, this is from culinaryhill.com. Since the 1920s, has been made with sauteed, sometimes steamed ground beef and onions, served on a bun and dressed up with ketchup, mustard, and pickles.
You know, condiments really do a lot of heavy lifting sometimes. They really do a lot of heavy lifting.
Why?
The star of that sandwich is the ketchup. Let's be real.
It like makes me like itchy to think of a loose meat.
You just
meat
feel
sandwich.
Like the loose meat is just falling all over your body.
Also the idea of like steamed meat. Like what other meat do you steam?
Like well, I've never when they're really in, like, steamed
dumplings. Meat. Oh my God. Wait, I do like steamed meat then. Oh my God. I'm a steamed
mind
meat girly.
Blown. Mind blown.
I'm a steam. I literally had and steamed actually, meat like 2 nights ago.
And actually like the like Eastern European, like when they're like stuffed
like
cabbages.
A pierogi?
Well, pierogies are usually boiled or fried, I think.
Oh.
But like the stuffed like cabbage things, and they're usually stuffed with meat and they steam them in the cabbage. Those are good.
Those are good. Okay, so it's just our loose meat that we don't like.
I think the steamed loose meat, it feels like...
like loose, like it's uncontained.
Yeah.
Like in a dumpling, the loose meat's contained.
Yeah.
And it's like...
yeah. In your hand.
It's in... well, it's like a ball. It's like yeah. a meatball.
Yeah. Basically.
Like rolled up. You yeah. know?
Yeah.
How do we even leave loose
I'm
meat?
I'm stumped.
I'm stumped on loose meat. Man, you really brought us down with
keep
that one.
Keep your meat loose. And until next time.
Oh my God. Good God.
You know, people like what they like.
People like what they like. And you know what?
Live your own, your true self.
If that's your yum, yum your yum.
Yeah, we're not yucking your yum. We're
unless it's loose
yucking
meat.
Our yuck.
Yeah, loose meat, we're going to yuck a yuck.
Yes.
Okay. But yum your yum if that's your yum. Don't let us make you not so, yum.
I feel like also a lot of those were very like American foods.
Yeah.
America's just messy.
That's for sure.
And that's why it's important to register to vote. To vote.
Yes.
Pee after sex.
Yes.
Wash your hands. Yes. There are a lot of germs going around all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice to yourself. Be nice to servers. And don't yuck other people's yum. And until next time. Bye.
Bye.